Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime. Hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to talk about the reason we celebrate Christmas. Christians believe that God sent His Son Jesus to earth as a special gift to everyone. Listen to our first story and learn how the angel Gabriel tells Mary she is going to have a baby, and how the angels tell the shepherds the good news of Jesus' birth. A young woman named Mary lived in the town of Nazareth. She was engaged to a man named Joseph. One night, God sent His angel Gabriel to tell Mary a special message. When Mary saw Gabriel, she was afraid. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is very pleased with you. You are going to have a baby. He is God's own son." "How can this be true since I am not married?" Mary asked. "Nothing is impossible with God," said Gabriel. Mary believed Gabriel and said, "I love God and will do whatever He wants me to do." Then the angel Gabriel visited Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary was going to have a baby. Gabriel told Joseph to name the baby Jesus. He told Joseph to take Mary home as his wife. Joseph was confused, but he loved God and listened to what Gabriel said. Soon, Mary and Joseph were married. In those days, the king wanted every person to go back to their hometown to be counted. So Mary and Joseph had to make the long journey to Bethlehem. Mary rode on a donkey because she was almost ready to have her baby. When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, Joseph went to the inn to find them a place to stay for the night. But the innkeeper told him that all of the rooms were full. Joseph and Mary must have been very sad and upset. But the innkeeper was kind and said they could stay in his stable with the animals. Joseph and Mary went to the stable and made themselves a soft place to rest for the night. Soon the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn son. Mary and Joseph listened to the angel Gabriel and named the baby Jesus. Mary wrapped baby Jesus in a blanket and placed him in a manger. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. They were watching their sheep when an angel appeared and frightened them. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Then a huge army of angels from heaven joined the first angel, and they were all praising God, saying, "Praise God in heaven, and on earth let there be peace to the people who please Him." When the angels left, the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem. When the shepherds arrived in Bethlehem, they found Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus, who was lying in a manger. They were filled with such joy and excitement, they left to tell everyone about what they had seen and heard. Mary loved Jesus very much and treasured in her heart all the things that had happened that night. On this special night, I believe all the angels in heaven celebrated Jesus' birth. It was a marvelous plan in Bethlehem.
Angels are shouting, all night. Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. God has sent us a Savior. God has sent us His Son. The earth will declare Him glorious. Oh, sing to Him, everyone. Bring your gifts to the manger. Bow before the Holy One. Angels sing out their songs of praise. For tonight God has sent His Son unto us.
With the busyness of the holiday season, it's important to remember the true meaning of Christmas. I think that Jesus' birth is the best thing about Christmas.
The best thing about Christmas.
While the ground is covered with snow, I love all the bustle of Christmas time, while carolers sing at the door, and children are anxiously waiting, but there's one.
Special time of year. I love all the bustle of Christmas time, but there's one thing I love even more. Christ is the reason we celebrate. He's my Savior, the King I adore.
The best thing about Christmas is that Jesus.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Christmas carols are a wonderful way to learn about Jesus' birth. Let's sing a few of my favorites.
Thank you.
Jesus is the reason we celebrate Christmas. Join me as we sing a song of celebration and honor the true King of Kings. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
There is no hood like parenthood. When you meet a fellow parent, you just kind of get each other on a whole nother level. Hi, I'm Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm a former CNN journalist, mom of three, including twins, and host of That's Total Mom Sense, the podcast. I interview changemakers on their life lessons, legacy, and superpower of intuition, aka their mom sense and dad sense. I've had some pretty amazing parents on my show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kelly Rowland.
Hi, this is Chelsea Clinton.
It's me, Bobby Brown. Can't wait to share my story.
Episodes release every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Join my tribe at thatstotalmomsense.com and follow me on Instagram at Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you.